can talk about? I'm going to look at my phone the whole time, if you don't mind.
That's okay. Whoa.
Number 8? I can wait.
Good. Because this isn't going to stop anything soon.
Welcome to the whatever we're doing. 8.
Shit, I
was. Under the cover.
You started? Oh, shit. My apologies to the fans. I didn't know you started already. Hold on. Let me take off my shoes. Nah.
As long as you're under the covers.
Let me take off these shoes.
All right, he's taking off those shoes. Why would anyone listen to this? This is fucking stupid nonsense.
Oh, I don't say that. You love it.
If you have nothing else to do, I understand.
God damn.
I'll tell you, you know how whenever you watch like a Let's Play channel or a podcast or anything like that, you're like, God, I wish I could be friends with those guys. Like, I wish, like, I could just be their friends.
Are you trying to advertise your Facebook again?
Yeah, you got me. We're going to say this. If you just buy a plane ticket out to California.
We'll be your friend.
We'll be your friend. You can
no
be
doubt.
You can guest star in whatever you want to. Podcast, Let's Play.
Oh.
The porn we shoot, too. The porn
channel. How does it make any background noise?
I don't know. That sounded like it might. I like how you're way closer to the mic than I am.
Yeah, you like that?
I don't, actually. Can you scoot? Oh, you fucked it up.
I'll never be the same. I'm back.
Pillow fell.
All right. This is a complicated system we have, so. And hey, everyone. Welcome to Under... It just started over.
This is a real beginning.
All right.
We've decided today... Whoa. Let's talk a little bit about our jobs or lack thereof.
Okay. Well... I started working at the tender age of 16. A lot of people don't start that early in work. I feel like this is a little too low, actually.
It's fine.
I don't know why. All right. I started working at 16 at McDonald's.
Bitch.
Pretty easy shit. Simple stuff. If anything, now that I compare it to my other jobs that I had after that, it was the easiest job I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And how did it feel being the stereotype of all minimum wage?
Nah, I wasn't the stereotype of all minimum wage. I was a 16-year-old with money. I was going fucking crazy.
But it doesn't matter, because they're like, have fun with your fucking McDonald's job. That's every joke about a shitty job is always, you don't want to end up working at McDonald's or Burger King. But I mean, working at Burger King doesn't seem so bad, as at least it isn't McDonald's.
I don't know.
Nah, McDonald's is better, actually.
Any 16-year-old working, I commend. Is that commend? Commend? Amend? Commend?
You think it's good.
Yeah, I think it's good if you're working. You're 20.
I didn't start officially working, like, on the books, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, sometimes I just go...
You're making that tax-free money, huh? Yeah.
You know, sometimes someone needs to be taken care of or something, you know, whatever. bang, bang. And
so oh, no.
Stole it.
No, you didn't.
And, so...
Not even.
My first real job was actually at 18 years old, like a fucking bitch.
Nah.
And guess where I work? I work at what happens to be my favorite, I guess I'm going to call it fast food place.
Bullshit.
What?
Don't kiss ass either.
I really do like, it's Little Caesars. And it's, I mean, here's the thing about Little Caesars.
Okay.
It might not be the best pizza. I like it. It's probably my favorite, if not second favorite, pizza out there.
Nah.
Cheap as fucking dirt.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
You just walk in there and you're like, give me a pepperoni pizza for $5. And they just give it to you for some reason. And since I work there, $1 discount.
Fuck, are you serious? No way.
You have not experienced being poor if you think that $1 isn't a huge deal of difference. Also, I get their crazy bread like $2 off. I get it for 50 cents. Suck a dick.
Christ.
You should work at Little Caesars, guys. No, eat there, too. It's a great place to eat.
Wants.
Good place to work. Guys, please.
No one would ever want that.
Also, guys, new bacon-wrapped deep dish.
You're not advertising either.
Give me money.
You said to yourself that that's not worth it.
What?
The bacon deep dish.
I never said that.
Yes, you did.
No.
You said it wasn't worth it.
It's definitely worth it, and it's delicious.
No, don't even start with me.
It's so good. There's bacon on top of it.
You're not going to the gym. I'm not taking you to the gym tomorrow if you don't admit right now.
No, I
never admit it. You fucking bitch. Admit it.
You're squeezing my arm.
Admit it.
You're squeezing my arm.
You bitch. You're a different person, man. As soon as you turn it off, you're like, yeah, I fucking hate that pizza.
Yeah, Little Caesars, worst place ever. And you know what? I'm actually like, I like working there. Except, like, you have to do work, apparently. I don't get that. Even worse is that there's no one there that, like, is how you expect a worker to be. Like, I think I'm going to do just enough to make sure I don't get fired. Like, every time I'm doing something, they're like, see, you'll do that faster if you start the water while you're rolling the dough and also have the oil pouring, you know, right? And then and have two batches already ready. Multitasking. Yeah. None of them want to just be like, get that done.
No.
That's what I expected. Plus, I got a cool fucking boss.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what her name is?
Nah, I don't care either.
Okay. She's really cool, though.
Yeah, that's why I was gonna...
I was thinking about if I wanted to mention her. I was thinking I would have to bleep it. You know what? I have nothing bad to say about her.
Wow.
She's a great boss.
Jesus
Christ. A couple people there are fucking idiots.
You have nothing to say? Nothing bad?
She's a really cool boss.
Wow.
Name something you think would be bad about a boss.
Too friendly.
She's just too friendly.
Yeah. You can't be too friendly with everyone else. You're a pushover, bitch.
No, she's not a pushover. Holy shit. If you fuck up, I mean.
So then she's a bitch.
You know what's funny?
Say she's a bitch.
She's really nice.
Alright.
I think she likes me, too.
Shut the fuck up. She doesn't like you.
She gave me a letter, and it said, do you like me? Yes, no, maybe. Check box, huh?
And she told Tommy to pass it back to you because the teacher was coming.
But there's just one bitch that works there.
Yeah.
She can't do anything right. Like, she just can't do anything right. She's worked there longer than me. And she just can't do anything right.
Yeah, there's always those type of people.
Like, there's this one experience where I was basically flattening out dough. And there's, like, everyone has a different technique for doing shit there. Which is fucking infuriating, because you start doing it, and, like, if you do it on a different day, they're like, who taught you how to do that? And I'm like, the manager, and they're like, okay, don't listen to what the manager says.
Do you see the manager here right now?
Really? The manager here right now? Okay. All right, well, then how about I take care of it? How about I'll show you how to do it. And then, anyway, so I was like, yeah, I was shown to flatten out like this. I had to show her to do it, and I was like, do this, and then... that should be good. And she was doing it terribly wrong. And I had to tell her, like, two times. Like, I didn't want to be like, you're doing it wrong. Because I'm a fucking bitch. I don't like telling people they're doing shit wrong.
Yeah, you absolutely are.
So I was like, well, yeah, just make sure you do it like this. She didn't fucking listen. And then, even worse, the manager, the manager. There's like 40 managers, but the main one. Was like, no, okay, do it like this. And she told me, after the manager left, the girl I was working with was like, I like your way better. And I'm like, listen to what the fucking manager says. I've been working here 3 months.
I like your way better.
Also,
I feel like she whispered that to you.
She did.
I like your way better.
She went up to my ear and she's like...
She licked it too. She licked
and
your earlobe.
She just stick her whole tongue in my ear.
Oh, God. It came out the other end.
I love your way. It was weird. She was naked when she did that too.
Yeah, and we weren't at Lil C's. Which is the weirdest part.
And then the other day she was like, she kept fucking up. Like, we have a machine that rolls out. I don't know if you can wrap your head around this. We have a machine that makes the dough flat. You put it through and it makes it more flat. I know, right?
That's impossible. That's what hands are for.
A machine? What are you talking about? We don't have that technology. And like, it just kept getting jammed in the machine and like kept coming. And like, fucking the manager ripped to her a new asshole because she did it wrong like 4 times. She's like, no one else has had this problem today. It is just you that has. And it's even worse because she cries all the time.
Manager sounds like a bitch.
My manager's so nice.
She a bitch.
She's so fucking nice.
Nah. Your manager's a bitch. That's what it is. You can't.
What?
You said she fucked up 4 times, actually. Maybe not.
Yeah, because it was the same mistake over and over again. And nobody else made that mistake during the day.
I guess you're right, yeah. Some people just need to kill themselves, I think.
Yeah.
Like, natural selection isn't picking off people nearly as fast as they should.
You want to talk about killing yourself? You know what? This is a very unpopular opinion, I find.
Okay.
If you want to kill yourself, and you're an adult, and like you like you're like one of these people that have no one in their life at all. Like, go ahead. I don't care. Go ahead.
Wow.
No. Okay.
Wow. You have no fucking soul.
when I'm thinking about people killing themselves, I'm not thinking of them. I'm like, if they kill themselves, their parents are probably gonna be really depressed. Cause like, if you're gonna kill yourself, like, I don't really care. But like, that's kind of a fucked up thing to do.
Wow. Like, you only think of yourself.
You're being a real dick if you commit suicide.
Wow.
You're being a real selfish prick.
I think when someone's willing to kill themselves, I think they're a little more depressed than someone else is gonna be after they're gone.
Mm.
They have.
Yeah, but they could do something about it. Christ. That's the difference.
Their parents could have done something too. It's called red flags.
Help red me. Flags. Alberto, shut the fuck up.
Kill yourself, Alberto.
Here's the thing, Alberto. You keep saying that. You keep forgetting. I want you to fucking kill yourself.
You actually never release this because I go home and kill myself.
Guys, I'm sorry. This will be the last podcast.
It's just not under the covers anymore.
How would you react if you found out one day that I killed myself? You'd be like, finally, right?
I'd be like, all right, there goes a really close friend. You know, that sucks. I'd mull over it for a little bit.
You'd be like,
like you'd be on my mind for like at least an hour, maybe an hour and a half.
You'd be like, you'd just be like,
just like switching my tongue around my mouth, like,
Fuck you, my fucking phone case. How am I gonna get that back? It's not like I can call.
Is it gonna be a dick move if I try to get my stuff back from his house?
Like, you come over and you're like, so where's his computer going? Is that going to a good place? I just want to make sure I could get it to a good place for you guys.
That would suck if you killed yourself. Not necessarily. But
well, like, one day you're gonna piss me off, and I'm gonna do it to spite you.
I think just out of spite.
Yeah.
I think it'd probably push me to meet new people, though. It really would. I'd be like, well, you know,
you'd need a new best friend that you're not related to.
I gotta get out there.
Holy
again.
Shit, that'd be fucking hard.
Mm.
I don't feel like at this point in my life. I mean, I'm only 18, but
you're saying it like you have some sort of wisdom.
Yeah. I don't think I could just make a new best friend.
Wow, that's sad.
I'd have to settle for a best friend. Like, all right, he's a cunt 80% of the time, but like, who else do I have?
What do you look for in a friend?
Huge dick.
Okay. Besides that.
All right, let me watch this. Anyone that gets offended by anything, I just can't fucking deal with that.
Okay.
Because I know a few people where I'm like, we're like, abortion, and then I'm like, rape, and they're like, you shouldn't joke about rape.
What if it was, like, something small that bugged them? Like, it wasn't even abortion or rape or anything like that. It's just like, oh, people who drag their feet when they walk.
You know what's funny?
They should kill themselves.
I was talking to a friend, and I was busting her balls, and she was like, wow. I don't, yeah. She was like,
that fucking video we saw. God.
And she was like, yeah, I don't curse in my front of my friend, because, like, they don't like cursing. And I'm like, I don't like combs. Don't talk about cones around me. Combs.
Combs? Like,
combs.
For hair?
Yeah. So now, I'm not going to let her talk about combs.
Really?
Because, I don't know if it was combs per se, but she's definitely not.
She's definitely not talking about something in front of you.
Yeah. I said, from now, I forgot what it was. Let's just go for combs. So I'm just going to be like, don't mention combs around me. Because
they scare me. They're Satan's play tool.
I'm gonna be really offended if you mention combs around me. And if she does, I'm gonna be like, so you don't curse in front of your friend that doesn't want to hear cursing, but I don't want to hear about combs. And you talk about combs.
You're like, my grandma was a comb. How dare you, you bitch.
And you know what? Believe it or not, I don't care. You know what? I need someone that I don't want a friend that's an atheist per se. But just anyone that their life is changed at all from a religion. I don't, like, I gotta go to church. Like, I don't wanna.
Really?
If they're like, I believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. But, like, that's the extent of whatever. I don't, like, go out. I don't pray or anything. That's fine. I don't care.
Okay.
I just don't want it to be, like, a thing where I'm like, hey, let's... And they're like, I'm doing some Jesus stuff right now. I mean, I don't think that's so much to ask. Then what else?
So you want a friend who isn't offended by anything and who doesn't believe in anything.
No, that's not it at all. It could be spiritual. I just don't want anyone that's like... I guess... I don't want anyone that's religious, but spiritual's fine.
Okay. Makes sense, I guess.
Ooh. They have to be ethnic, because I'm not having myself a white best friend. It has to be either...
Not one of those annoying ethnicities, though.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Offend someone right
Australian,
now.
Australian, Puerto... No, Australian friend would be fucking fun.
Oh, okay, I get it.
But not a Puerto Rican.
You're trying to replace me.
Or a Costa Rican, because I wouldn't even know how to make fun of him. Like, what do I even say about a Costa Rican?
Hey, you're fucking... Or from Cuba, like, hey, your coffee... Or that's Colombia, actually. Hey, we'll make some fucking coffee.
Hey, Colombian. How about that missile crisis? Elliot Gonzalez, that's the end of my joke.
And they just say something in Spanish. You're like, good one, dude.
And then they just fucking bomb me. Hey, Cuba opened up recently.
To the public?
It opened up.
Like, to the public?
Yeah, they turned the big neon light on. It's open you now. Couldn't. It's open for business.
Just the biggest sign on Cuba.
Yeah.
You couldn't go there before?
No, you couldn't. I don't know if you can go out any... Because at one point, you couldn't go in or out of Cuba. I don't know if you can go out, but you can go in and visit now. I think that happened within the last 6 months or so.
It's cool.
Yeah, Conan O'Brien did a thing where he went to Cuba for a week.
We should do that, huh?
Yeah, well, what I was rounding back to was, that was us. We did that.
Oh, okay.
We softened up Cuba. We contacted them, and we were like...
We actually got them to hold hands with another person singing a song.
It was pretty... I mean, that was us. I don't know why we're not getting more views. Like, I don't get it. We did that.
We plugged the podcast and everything on it.
Yeah. I mean, he was reading the speech to the guy from Cuba. And he's like, we would also like to think
under the that's cover, their accent.
Under the cover, but yeah, they're Russian, right? I was doing Zohan. Is that wrong?
I know,
Is Zohan not from not from Cuba?
So offensive. If only North Korea could follow that trade.
We're going to have to murder the...
Don't say
Kim,
that.
Kim Jong. No. Yeah, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to say this. The only way shit's going to get resolved is if Kim Jong-un stops being such a dick. I'm just going to say
so that. What is the deal with North Korea? Like, no one can leave or come in?
That's right.
Those pictures on, like, Google Maps where, like, their border is completely lit up, but then inside of North Korea there's no lights at all. Have you seen those pictures?
No.
Yeah, there's, like, a comparison of, like, North and South Korea. And, like, you know, South Korea's, like...
Oh, yeah.
All lit up and shit, but then North Korea's just dark. You think that's true?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Wow. That's such a fucking... What bad luck being born into that.
But watch this. Here's where I'm gonna fuck with your mind. Are you listening? What if in this situation, the rest of the world is North Korea, and North Korea really is the best place to live ever?
Stop.
Think about that.
No.
Because you know in North Korea, they say every other part of the world that isn't North Korea... is awful. You don't want to live there. There's dictators and there's people like fucking shit up. What's to say that that's not happening?
No, I know North Koreans hate North Korea. Have you seen the pictures that like Kim Jong-un takes with families and they're all just miserable and they all fucking hate him?
Maybe right now we think we're living a good life.
Christ.
But really, stop. This is
you're
miserable.
Not deep. You're not deep.
I'm not. I'm getting you to think.
Okay. No, you're not. Because hey. I know it's not true. Stop.
Oh, you sound just like a fucking sheep. It's not true. I know it's not true. I can feel it in my heart.
Just like a sheep following the crowd. Have fun with your liberal agenda. Fascist. I didn't know what any of that meant.
I think a fascist is a person that designs dresses.
Sorry, I'm tired.
That's okay. You know what's making me sad recently?
Your life in general?
No.
Kill yourself.
This total fucking joke that's totally improv.
Don't do that.
No, I'm gonna do that.
Don't do that. I'm going to ask you to cut this.
No, Josh Peck vines are making me sad.
Great.
Because, like, first of all, none of them are funny.
Okay, wait, hold on. We've smirked at a couple of them. Like, some of them are okay. When he brings it back with the quotes, you're not going to tell me those aren't gold.
It's just, and anyway, the ones that are that mean anything. Like, they're all Drake and Josh quotes.
There's the ones anyone cares about.
There's a Twitter one where, like, Drake was on Dancing with the Stars or something, and there was a picture posted by Josh where he's like, if you need a partner, and it's him taking a picture. And he's like, how sad is Josh Peck's life? You know that he just... That basically Drake is just his caretaker.
He just tweets him constantly, yeah. And Drake's just trying to get away for the night.
Drake just calls him up. He's like, just checking on you, buddy.
Josh comes over and he's just like, just go home. All right, Josh, I'm going to hang out for a little bit.
Josh shows up at his door and he's like, Drake, and he's like, what are you doing here, kiddo? You live 5,000 miles away from me. And he's like, I had a bad dream.
Came in a onesie with a blanket.
He's just like, come on in, buddy.
You need anything?
You can sleep milk. In my bed. I'll be right back. I'll get your blankie. I'll get your blankie. Glad you made the 5,000 mile trip.
He just calls his parents like, he's here again. I don't know how we're going to fix this, you guys. He's so attached.
He calls Josh's roommate and he's like, no, I'll hold on to him for the weekend. It's all right. I can chip back out.
I'm really going to ask you. You need to take care of him. You can't let him go out like this. Drake, who you talking to? No one, buddy.
He needs to put some locks on his doors. I was going to call you, Jake, but I didn't want to wake you up.
Oh, fuck. God damn it.
Drake just runs Josh's life. And you know every week he calls him and he's like, are we doing a new Drake and Josh? And he's like...
He has no idea that it ended.
Maybe next week. They recorded 8 more seasons in the garage at his house.
Oh, God, dude. And he's just like, Drake, my door's been opening and closing. I think it's Megan. And Drake's like, it probably is, buddy. It probably is Megan.
And Dan Schneider shows up. And all the writers and the cameraman, he's like, hey, guys, you ready for another episode?
Did he get dressed? He's just wearing like these tiny whiteies.
What channel is it on? I'll put it in the VCR channel.
They just have all these tapes that they play for him. It doesn't even air anymore.
Can I sing the theme song in this episode? He doesn't get the concept that the theme song is just one song that they he's like
that they recorded a long time ago.
Can I record? Can I sing it with you? Sure, buddy. And every time.
Oh, my God. Drake, let me do the last part.
And then they finish the theme song, and he goes running to the next scene. Because he doesn't know the camera stopped.
Oh, God.
Jake, hurry, hurry. I'm coming, buddy.
God,
I'm coming.
Damn it.
All right, buddy. I'm going on tour for a couple months. I'm going to need you to be a brave kid, all right? Let me come on tour with you, Jake. No, buddy. You got movies to shoot. No, I want to come with you. You got to do that movie where you're a sniper. No, I'll come with you. We'll tour together, you know?
He's like, what time? Like, he gives himself this, it's crazy alternate reality where he went on tour with Drake at one point.
And then Drake's playing on stage and he comes out and he's like, Drake, I had a nightmare. He's like, I'm in the middle. Like, he doesn't even notice the crowd. He's just like, kid, I'm gonna be.
He's just kidding. He rips off his onesie and he has the Blues Brother outfit right under it.
He's like, let's do the Blues Brother routine.
No, man, man.
He doesn't even realize in the episode he had a stunt double. Like, he just remembers doing all these stunts.
God damn it. God damn it.
You alright?
Yeah, yeah, I'm good. It's getting hard to swallow.
It's basically Of Mice and Men, but...
That's exactly what it is. Drake's just gonna have to lock him in a room in the end.
The hamster from the Drake and Megan's hamster? Yeah, buddy.
Is Pat she Megan. Okay?
I killed another hamster.
I took a picture of it.
I killed her Megan.
With the flash, Drake.
The hamster dick. I hope our audience has both seen Drake and Josh and Red of Mice and Men.
That's the one requirement, actually. Oh, God damn it. That's going to be the callback for, like, 3 podcasts. Oh, my God.
That...
poor
Drake. He's just trying to be a teenager, yeah, and he's got to look good. It
sucks, you know?
Drake got me poopy again. All right, kitty, let's get you
cleaned up. Let's clean you up.
Yeah, let's get you cleaned up.
He's just like, you want to play the game sphere? He doesn't even hook anything up to the TV. It's just a prop that's just on the coffee table. It's so sad.
He doesn't even have a controller. It's like 2 bananas taped together. And he's like, I'm winning, Drake. He's like, yeah, good job. Good job, kiddo.
And he tufts his hair around. He's like, good job. Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
I hope Josh listens to this.
He probably does. No, it's explicit. Drake wouldn't let him listen to it.
Josh, you're welcome to come on the podcast and explain your side of the story.
But we're pretty sure this is how it works. If you'd like to tell us otherwise, you're probably not doing anything.
I'm almost positive that you're not going to come without Drake being here.
Guys, I just want you to know I'm offended, and I brought Drake here with me. But seriously, great show. Good job.
Great show.
It's probably the whole cast looks after Josh. Like, Drake's like, Dan, I'm going to need you to take him for the weekend. Ask Helen. Like,
Helen, I forgot the Helen.
Jerry Traynor is off shooting on Carly. Can't do it this week.
Helen's in Community, isn't she? Everyone's so busy. Everyone had lives after it. Everyone had careers.
You see, iCarly, what's her name?
Miranda Cosgrove.
Miranda Cosgrove. She got it easy because... They're like, can you look after her? And she's like, she comes to pick him up, and he's like, Megan.
Like, yeah, no, buddy, she can't take care of him.
It's just a TV show. Yeah. What? No, don't tell her. Don't tell him that. Oh, shit. Don't
tell he gets me. Mad. Huh? He gets a retard string.
Drake, it's not so. We're stepbrothers. I never thought it'd be so simple.
We're brothers. Brothers! And he starts throwing shit around. It's a whole scene.
I do it for empathy. And he just starts snapping necks.
Oh, God. He grabs, like, just a box of kittens that he has handy and starts twisting their necks.
God damn it. God damn it, Josh. I told you guys not to bring the box of kittens around, Josh.
Josh is like, I found where you keep me. He's foaming at the mouth. It's insane.
Every week is a phone call from Drake. You doing all right, buddy? I'm doing good. And you make sure to get your vitamins. You eat that yogurt, all right? You eat that special yogurt. Yeah, you eat the yogurt, Drake.
Drake laces it with vitamins because he doesn't want to eat.
And then at 9 o'clock, he's like, and the phone still rings. He's like, "Oh shit, that's Drake!" And he runs to the fridge and he grabs the jar, putting it, just eats it as fast as he can.
Just the biggest popcorn bowl full of yogurt, and he just starts spooning it in his mouth.
He doesn't get the concept, and he can just tell him that, yeah, I ate it, and then eat it afterwards. It'll be just fine. He's like, "Oh, gotta get into yogurt. I gotta eat it quick."
Oh, God.
He doesn't make sure. And, hey, kiddo, you eat your pudding? I mean,
I got a drink.
Okay, good. That's good. Hey, you don't eat that too fast. You don't eat that.
Yeah, because Drake knows that he eats it like that. He knows.
You're going to get tummy ache if you eat it too fast, kiddo. I'm slow for you, Drake.
God damn it. Drake tries to limit his calls to once a day because he knows every time he calls that Josh freaks out.
Well, you know what happens if he tries to If he doesn't call more than once a day, he shows up at his door.
Even in broad daylight, he says he had a bad dream. It's insane.
Like, he'll be on a Europe tour, and he'll knock on the door, but he'll be like, Drake, I had a nightmare.
Oh, God. Right down to the minute,
come
huh?
on in, kiddo. And they'll just share a bed. All the people in the band are patting him on the shoulder. Hey, it's okay. It's
oh,
okay.
God damn it. That was until he got the Vine account. Now he keeps himself busy doing that.
Yeah, I bumped the mic. Don't even worry about it. Oh, I'm so hot.
Hey, Drake. I'm doing Vine now, so I'm pretty busy.
Jake, did you see my new Vine? Yeah, it was so funny.
That was funny, dude. Yeah, the fans really want me to hear Drake and Josh quotes.
We should do another movie. Yeah, buddy. We'll do that.
Yeah,
we'll
the whole Christmas movie was just Josh's, just fucking, he wanted to do it. He threw the biggest tantrum.
Did you see that movie?
Yeah.
It was so terrible. It was
really bad, yeah.
First of all, Josh was at a point where his hair was growing out, and he's like, it was a little too, like, I feel like it wasn't long enough for him to be like, I should cut it. But it was too long where it'd cover his eyes, and he got a little emo Peter Parker going on.
Yeah. And then God, that last movie was a disaster.
And just the older they get, the more pathetic their, like, all their shtick becomes. Like, imagine a 40-year-old guy, like, I'm doing this for emphasis. Emphasis! Like no.
Who's that? Is that a fan of Drake and Josh? Oh, fuck, that's Josh that himself. Is fucking
you know what Josh is?
Josh just holds a sign that says, we'll emphasize for food.
Yeah, it's funny. Josh actually works inside a movie theater. He goes to the Concordia with a red jacket.
He puts the gold jacket on because he's a manager now.
Hey, Helen. Oh, my God. This fucking guy.
Not this.
They just put him in a house, and they just send people in every 10 minutes. Like, go in and buy popcorn or something.
God
like,
damn
I'll
it.
Take a popcorn and get the golden ball in the popcorn. And I'll just throw the popcorn in their face. They're like,
ah. And he's like, right. What do you think of this stack of licorice? Is it askew? And then he looks at an invisible camera. He just turns left and smiles all the time.
I wasn't wearing gum. And then he'd go, bam, 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 and do segue music and then run upstairs. Then he'd go upstairs.
He imagines the arrows going across the screen like...
They actually modeled the house after the house of Drake and Josh just for him to... Just to they have Drake in the house like a cardboard cutout of Drake. He's like, what do you think, Drake? I like to make out with girls, Josh, but I like being your friend more. he's just crying.
He's talking for Drake.
I'll feed you, Drake. There's a hole in the cardboard cutout's mouth, and he's feeding them refried beans. I'll feed damn you, it. Drake.
Hey, Drake, remember when Dad told me to open the pickle jar by tapping it with the knife?
Hey, Drake calls him again. What are you doing? I'm rebuilding this treehouse that we broke with the rocket. Okay, you be careful now, huh?
He's like, shit, where are you? I told you I'm rebuilding. He's just in a neighbor's yard. It's fucking sad.
Like he just has to go to the neighbors when he's like, Josh is in their yard tearing shit up. And he's got his one of his tantrums, and he's like, I'm sorry, guys. They're like, it's okay. We'll take what's it's fine.
Go to the back, and he just has this handsaw, and he's just waving it around with his cross-eyed and his tongue out.
I forgot to do the door. Hey, I'm eating raw meat like that episode. Oh, stop eating that. They gotta lock up the raw meat at that. But it's all right because the fridge is full with Japanese sour candies and Mountain Fizz.
Yeah,
that's all they eat. More sour. Japanese sour candy. Just like the episode.
Yeah, he's like, Japanese candy. I heard it was awesome.
And then, oh, you scared me just now. I thought that was my door. And then he gets half a thing of Mountain Fizz and half a thing of whatever the fuck the other one is.
It was like Dr. Thunder or some shit.
Dr. Fizz?
And I don't know.
I don't remember. And he's just like, mix time.
We mix you. Mix me, brother. I remember one time there was a fake Drake and they made me be friends with him. And then Drake got a fake Josh. God.
Man, it was a disaster when he visited the set of iCarly. He's like, no! You're Megan! It's Crazy Steve, what's he doing?
They had to restrain him.
The original girl that played Sam, fucking murdered her.
They had to reshoot three seasons.
Three whole seasons, because he fucking just murdered that chick in cold blood.
They tried to cover it up. They said that she just slipped and she fell down some stairs. But Josh admitted to the fucking murder. Get this.
Speaking of...
I killed her.
I really wish that Sokka would have been Drake in that show. That would have made me happy.
Oh, that would have been really cool.
That would have been cool.
Damn.
And then people were also like, Josh should be the dad, but like, I guess he's a little too old. He's like not the right age to be here.
Yeah, that would have been weird too.
But Drake being Sokka, that would have been great.
Would have been really funny. I bet you they would have broken some sort of fourth wall.
That would have been there's a clip where like...
he comes in and he's like, hey Megan, where's mom and dad? Yeah. That's a good clip.
I really wish he would have been like, holy shit, is that Crazy Steve? And then fucking Jerry Traynor just starts beating the shit out of Drake. And he pulls a knife out from the drawer and just starts fucking stabbing him. He's like,
and he shaves his head in front of a mirror and he becomes Crazy Steve.
Like, he's just screaming. He doesn't shave it off. He lights his head on fire.
Fucking Helen comes in and then it turns into a whole fiasco. It gets crazy.
Like, the whole cast of Drake and Josh comes to break him up. Come on, come on.
I'm really glad they decided to go the other way with that. Because that other ending was crazy.
What was the ending?
Oh, when fucking Crazy Steve shaved his head and he started attacking everyone. He had actually acted as Carly's brother for like 7 years. It was the longest plot we'd ever seen.
So what was the best Drake and Josh episode / movie in your opinion?
I really like the one when they take their driving test.
All right.
I really like that one.
The one where they go Hollywood, that's pretty good, too.
That's a movie, though. That one was really good, too, yeah.
And you know what?
They steal Tony Hawk's car back when Tony Hawk was relevant.
Yeah. Good old Tony Hawk. I love your video games. Thanks.
When was the last time Tony Hawk got a video game?
They did a reboot for PC, which was the original game, but, like, HD as fuck.
Fuck, no way.
You know what the best part about the Hollywood movie was? I'll tell you right now. No laugh track. Holy shit, it was so much better.
Oh, that's true.
Any show without a laugh track, any comedy show without a laugh track, when you think about it, like, when you really think about it, why would anyone ever do a laugh track? Who's the person like, you know what we need? Someone laughing.
Live studio audience?
I get that. But at some point, they said, let's just do a laugh track.
Well, they wanted the feel of a studio audience. Without
like, doesn't that seem
the
like
studio an, audience, because the like, studio audience wouldn't have laughed.
Doesn't that seem like an outdated thing to do? Like, watching your TV and just hearing other people laugh on your TV?
That's true. When you think about it, it's really weird.
And I mean, I don't know. It makes the show just a little bit worse, having a laugh track. Like, I love that 70s show, but the laugh track, it kind of... It makes it a little... drags it down.
Any show, like, there's the Big Bang Theory clip without the laugh track, and it's awkward as fuck.
Yeah.
But any show without a laugh track that has a laugh track in it
is
awkward as fuck.
Yeah, but it makes it awkward even with the laugh track sometimes, and they're like, I hate when people enter a room and everyone's like, we haven't seen that character yet.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, oh my god, special guest star playing a character.
Yeah.
I hate that
shit. And then they have to wait for 10 minutes for their fucking, like, everyone's like, whoa, and he's like, hey guys. And he's just laughing.
Yeah, he just like, stands there.
And staggering. Just like... I
want to see one where it goes on way too long and he's just like... Alright.
we had an idea to do that.
These people are really just showing love right now.
We're going to make it... If you guys pay for a camera, we'll commission this TV show.
Bun Aldi?
We called it Bun Aldi. The Adventures of Bun Aldi. And
that was one of the earliest ideas.
Basically, the joke was that it would be like any other awful sitcom and they'd walk in, and within the first couple of minutes, they do just a horrible, terrible joke that you hear in a sitcom, and then it would just be a laugh track for 30 straight minutes while the actors just kind of just waited there and stared at each other, and it wouldn't cut on screen.
No,
like,
and they can't sit down or move. They just have to kind of back and forth, just swinging.
What happens is they do a thing, and then they put their arms on their side and look at each other like, oh, you. Like, it would, we wrote a script because we thought it was the funniest shit ever.
Yeah.
And it was basically...
We wrote a couple ideas, man. Yeah. We wrote.
And what guy comes, they're moving, and the guy comes in, and he's like, is it hot in here, bun, or is it just you? And they just look at each other like,
and we cut to commercial, too.
Yeah, and just come back, still a laugh track.
No, it was going to be the greatest joke.
Well, if we were less lazy.
Little did we know we'd just get laughed in our face from every major network.
What I really wanted to do, but I'm too lazy to go through with it, was to write that script and just mail it to every major network we could think of. We'd be like, all right, guys. But, you know, to be fair, Adult Swim might take it.
They have too many cooks, which is essentially just that.
Too many cooks?
Oh my god. That's such a brilliant fucking thing, dude. I love that. I love you, Adult Swim.
They have... You know,
greenlit my show, Adult Swim.
The thing about Adult Swim is they have really low points, but they have really high points.
Yeah.
Like, I loved Children's Hospital. It was so... A couple of the seasons. One of them was stupid.
But I never watched Children's Hospital. That was when I was really religious, and I was like, oh, right, kids dying. That's funny. Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty funny. There was one where this kid was dying, and they're like, all right, we brought the guys from Make-A-Wish Foundation. We want to, you know, do something special for you, grant you wish. And he's like, you have a wish? And he's like, I wish for unlimited wishes. And he goes, you son of a bitch. And the whole episode of him just fucking with the guy. And it turns out at the end, he's like, you go to every major hospital and do this. It's a scam. You're not dying. And he fucking tackles him at the end.
That's funny as fuck.
It was so fucking funny the first time I saw it. Plus, it's a 15-minute episode. If you do a 15-minute episode right, it can be really funny. SpongeBob did it. Technically with commercial, isn't it a 10-minute episode?
It's like 11. Like
13? Oh, okay.
Because each one is 22 minutes long.
Man, a TV show is only 22 minutes long, and it takes up half an hour.
Yeah.
Advertisement.
That's where the money's at.
It could be worse. We could have banners, like, during... Fuck, we do have that. Never mind.
What?
Like, ads under the... While the thing's playing. But they fucking do that.
Yeah.
God damn it.
You know what I like, though? On your average YouTube video of people who have more than, like, a million subscribers, you can reach more people through that than on TV.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Make us popular so we can make millions of dollars. Because
fucking Sunny Philip, It's Always Sunny, fucking the premiere only had, like, 0.76.
Yeah.
So that's only, like, 760,000.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
That is. That's insane. I really don't understand how come more YouTubers haven't been offered a show yet.
I think it might be that, like, maybe they have, but why they just don't want a TV show. Because, I mean, like, a few people were like, Fred.
Rhett and Link have a show where they just do commercials.
Really?
They go around the country, yeah, just doing free commercials for people.
Huh. Well, I mean, Fred.
Fred flopped. That was a flop. But did he probably squeeze some fucking cash out
of
that?
Yeah, he bounced over. I'm going to say this, too. I saw Fred, too. Wasn't as bad as you would think.
The other ones were pretty bad.
But Fred, too. I saw Fred, too. It was pretty, like, immature, but some of the jokes were really fucking funny. Especially with John Cena. There's a part where he's just, like, making a sandwich, and he opens up the fridge, and John Cena's in there. He's like, I'm paraphrasing, but he's like, the fuck you want? I don't think he actually said that.
No, I don't think so either. It might have been the altered version.
And then, let's see, who else? I think the Whitest Kids You Know were on TV for a while.
Fine Brothers got a whole, like... They got a season for a show on Nickelodeon, react to that. Did you ever see the commercial?
No.
Yeah, they got a whole season for, like, basically YouTubers and teens react on TV. But it was one of those shows where they aired a new episode every day, every weekday. For, like, 2 weeks.
Wow.
And that was it.
All right, this is my theory. Why more YouTube people haven't been offered TV shows? There's a huge difference culturally. For ages between... Okay, you can agree that TV and internet videos are a lot different in content. They're way different. I don't think that... I feel like people that watch TV, that just watch TV, they're not going to get... A lot of... They're just not going to get
it. Yeah. I think I think if you do like 6 minute skit videos on YouTube, you're probably, you maybe or may not have the capacity to hold an attention, the audience's attention for more than that.
I mean, Key and Peele is basically just a sketch, a YouTube sketch thing that's actually on TV.
Yeah,
that's true. Just sketch comedy. But
I think everyone's had enough sketch comedy too, though. I don't think anyone's really trying to have another sketch show on their channel.
Yeah, I think.
I think one just called like YouTube or something with different YouTube people would be cool.
Yeah.
Not just one person.
You know what we need more of? Sweet Let's Play channels with awesome names and like a Mexican and a white person.
Yeah, really cool just catchphrases that other people try to steal.
Yeah.
Those kind of channels.
Fucking love Rooster Teeth.
Just like in real life.
Is that who we're talking about?
Oh, I was talking about you.
Oh.
Just like in real life.
Fuck. That's my catchphrase.
That is. It is your catchphrase.
Bang, bang.
Don't do that.
A pow, pow.
It's a different variation of it.
All right, ready? Brigade, brigade.
We're out of time.
Oh, that's what you were motioning with your hand.
Yeah.
Guys, really hope you enjoyed.
Yeah.
I feel like...
This one was packed.
Oh, I hope you don't have a retarded relative. We just want to make it clear that we were making fun of someone specifically.
Yeah. Josh Peck and his retardedness. Yeah.
And that we're making light of serious problems.
Yeah. We're like, when people can't help but have a disease, that's when we make fun of them.
Yeah. When it's something you can't help, we're going to make fun of
you. If you can't control it, you're getting
laughed. And you need to realize that it's because we hate you.
Yeah.
And your disability.
Yeah.
And we're just mean, ignorant people.
Yeah. But we will have a charity at one point for tax purposes. Tax breaks.
And that's it. And we're going to say it's for charity. We're probably just going to take all the money and just steal it. And probably just move away or something.
We're out of time here.
Oh,
man.
Oh, fuck. We are out of time.
All right, you guys. We'll see you guys next time.
All right.
This was Under the Covers podcast number
8.
8. I'm leaving.
All right.
No pop filter.
Podcast music is going.
Let's have an after the podcast. Rhett and Link can do a show after their show. Why can't we do one?
All right, guys. This is the after the podcast. Thanks for joining us. That's the end.
All right, guys. You tuned in? No. Get out.
Bye.